Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Barber Zone Blog Talk Radio Show. And in the Barber Zone, it's your man, your host, Chavez Moman, coming to you once again from the Barber Zone Barber Studio, 2505 Parsons Avenue here in Columbus, Ohio. Welcome, everyone. Start of another week. Excuse me. Another work week, another blessed week, you know. Time to get it in the shop, make it become a blessing in somebody's life, you know. So welcome again to the show. This show here, we were supposed to do it last week, a little recap on the Barber International show that was here in Columbus last week. But, you know, we had my man Tim Shelton on the line of progress, so we had to get that man, you know, it's time to shine, time to promote his product, the great product of the Progress. You know, we'll go back into that a little bit later. But, you know, welcome to the show again. Excuse me. If you're on the internet, you want to call in, you want to call into the show, you want to, excuse me, express your opinion, you want to jump on, enter the Barber Zone, what you do is you just call in to us. It's 347-637-3850. That's 347-637-3850. You can call into the show, get you on. You can promote your product, let us know what's going on in the shop and everything, how you doing. But, you know, first of all, what we got to do, we got to start it off. Started off on the right way. Started off the way that, you know, you're supposed to start your day off, you know, with some thanks. Get some shouts out to the man upstairs for blessing us again, you know, with another week, another opportunity, another wonderful day. You know, it's been kind of rough for your boy these past few weeks. Ate a little something. It's kind of getting to me, but we're going to work through that. You know, it's been kind of rough. You know, the past couple of weeks, we had that construction in the shop. It's been kind of slow, you know, for me and my barbers. So, you know, me being a shop owner is kind of weighing on me a little bit more. So, you know, but started off like we always do. Thank you, Father, for another opportunity, another chance to behold your mercy and your grace, another chance to be a blessing in somebody else's lives. Let us use these tools and these gifts that you blessed us with to glorify your name, glorify your kingdom, that we may be a positive light in somebody's life, that they may be a blessing to others. Father, let me use this show, this vehicle that you've blessed me with, that I can reach more people, that I can, you know, spread the good word that you have for us, that I can increase this barber love, increase this thing that we need to start within our shop and spread it all over the world. So thank you again. You know, times get hard, times get rough. Just let, you know, let us know that you're always there in our corner for us to turn to and say, thank you, Father, I need your help. Or when we're wrong, just to say, forgive me, Father, I was wrong. So just thank you for being who you are in our lives, that we can affect other lives. In your son Jesus' name, amen. All right, back to the show. We're going to get it started today. Look like we got the line, got somebody on the line already. Coming from the 847, we're going to see who this is entering the barber's room today. Welcome to the show. Who's this we have on the line with us?
Hello, it's Kathleen and Dorothy from Tondeo. Hello.
Hello, how y'all doing? How you doing, ladies?
We're doing pretty good. And you?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great. All here on the show once again. You guys have called in already. I hadn't even had a chance to give out, you know, a little shout out to some of the contributors of the show. So, but since you guys are on the line, I go ahead and let them know. Y'all, these are the ladies, Dorothy, and what's the other name?
Kathleen.
Okay. You're going in and out. Do you have me on the speakerphone?
Yeah.
Okay, because you're going in and out a little bit.
Okay,
but
now we have
these
you.
These ladies are, say again?
Do you want to be on the speakerphone or not?
I can hear you clear. We can hear you clear when you're not on the speakerphone.
Okay. All right,
okay.
My name's Kathleen, and my partner's Dorothy.
Okay. And these are the ladies from Tondale Trader. These are the ladies with the shears and the razors. They were at the Barbers International weekend with the products, and you know I had a chance to receive my razor, and I want to say thank you, and they also bless me with razors for the other barbers that are in my shop. So I got those out to the barbers, and they wanted to say thank you. We were out earlier today helping at a food pantry here in the church in our area. So I'm just getting back to the shop, and they haven't got to the shop yet. So I want to tell you thank you from the Barber Zone for, you know, presenting us with the razors. And I gave it to them, and they just lit up like, oh, man, they thought about us. So thank you to Tondale Traders. And since you're on the phone, I want to hear your experience and what you thought about the Barber International weekend, what response you got from the people and, you know, about the whole networking thing. Because for myself, it was an awesome opportunity, but I wanted to hear it from another vendor's viewpoint. So here's
the opportunity. Okay, well, I'm Dorothy, so I'll start off, and then I'll pass it along to Kathleen. For the Barber Show weekend, for me, was an excellent experience. We went to the last one, and which was in Tunica, Mississippi. And so, you know, it wasn't a big turnout, but we kind of like expected it might be similar to the same style, but we were still wanted to be faithful and committed to it. And so when we came to the Columbus show, it was like just blew our mind. And to see the different barbers and see the different vendors, the class, it was just like awesome.
Yeah, no, because that we just been talking about it like crazy. Like, man, that it was just a different type of show. I was like, wow. So,
exactly.
I'd like to hear some of the responses you got back about the razors, because myself, I had always heard about the Tondale razor, you even on the show, but I had never used it. So now I've used it and I'm liking it. So I want to hear about, you know, some of the responses you got from there were students there. There were already professionals. There were school owners. There were association members, board members. I want to hear, you know, what type of response did you get from the razors?
Well, actually, the response we got on the razor side was that they loved it. Some of the association board used it in the past, so they kind of looking forward to seeing us there, so they can get another supply of it. Students were interested in it. They some of them never heard of it, so they when they seen it demonstrated in the class, they were like, you know, wow about it. And so we did like a different like giveaways in the class to get so they could have an experience on our product. So we're just waiting to hear back from them as they use it at their schools or in their salons and to tell us how they liked it. But a lot of them like because it's sharp and it gets a nice cut. The blades are easy to use, especially the ones that are an injectable cartridge. So it's like we have like different styles, different qualities to fit. So they use it in the competition. So it was pretty good.
Okay. How did the you guys that's out here listening, they also had the camera set up, so we got to do little infomercial shout-outs for Tondale. How'd that come along? That was a great idea. And it was kind of fun. Thank you for inviting me to that also.
Well, you know what? We appreciate your participation, the other vendors. And they kind of they made us feel good about what people thought about our products. And actually, the video crew are currently working on doing like a YouTube video, and that should be released in June. So we'll give you all the update information when that's ready.
Okay. All righty. Hey, that sounds great. I want to invite you out to I'll email you the information or send it to you on Facebook. We've also got a show going on in Quincy, Florida. Down south, what me and some of my partners are doing, we're looking into some of the smaller areas, some of the rural areas where, you know, the bigger shows don't come to.
Okay.
So what we're trying to do is we're trying to target some areas and get some vendors to come out and bring their products.
Okay.
So,
okay.
I'd like to
so
invite
definitely.
You guys out, see?
Okay, definitely email us some information or, you know, more about it, and, you know, we try to support as much as we could.
I sure will.
Well, I'm going to pass it along to Kathleen so she can give you her view of the experience of the weekend.
Okay, I sure will.
Okay. All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hi, Kathleen. How you doing?
I'm fine. I just wanted to say it was a pleasure to meet you, and we really enjoyed our experience in Columbus and seeing the Barber's Museum.
Okay. Yeah. Now that was another experience that we haven't had a chance to talk about on the show. So you got to see where the Rangers come from way back when all the way up to you guys' product now.
Right. And the other thing we missed was the bowling party, so you'll have to tell us about that.
Oh, hey, that was great. We had a nice turnout, you know, and we bowled from 10 to 2. We had little competitions going back and forth, a little trash talking, and, you know, but I had to shut it down. I let them guys bowl a couple games, and I said, okay, y'all done had jump practice, so I came out, and I kind of did it up, but it was a great time. You can jump on the Facebook, jump on my Facebook page, Roderick Samuels, or Mary Jean Hernandez, or Cloaker Case.
Okay.
They all have pictures from it. It was, you know, it was a great time. We had a couple raffles. We gave away some products, and, you know, people came out and, you know, got a chance to talk to barbers that they usually don't get to talk to, or talk to product, you know, product companies in a relaxed environment. So it was a great time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking forward to doing it next year. So, but next year it won't be a Barber International thing, but it'll be a Barber's Own thing. And I'm going to invite you guys back out and try to see if we can do that same thing with the same type of vibe and, you know, with a larger attendance.
That
Keep
sounds good. We're very interested.
Okay. All right. And I don't know if you guys had a chance. No, because I didn't get to send it to you guys. If you go to barberzone.org, I added you guys on the link under under my barbering links. So
we picked up on that.
Okay. Yeah,
we did check it out. We appreciate that.
Okay. Yeah, I added a few that, you know, individuals that I got to speak to and get relationships, you know, at the conference. So I added you guys onto my page.
That's wonderful. So, we appreciate it. Thank you.
No problem at all. I appreciate you guys. So.
And we hope your audience checked it out.
I let them know. Go to barberzone.org to find out everything. I'm actually updating the events of the new shows that's coming up. So when they tune in, hopefully they're tuning in through barberzone.org. If they're not, they can start tuning in through there. So while I got you on the line, give everybody your information, your Facebook page, your website, numbers if they have any questions. I know we're going to be needing to order, you know, reorder some razors, so I need to know myself where I can reorder some razors. So let the world know.
Yes, we do have a website. It's TondeoTraders.com. Tondeo is spelled T-O-N-D-E-O. It starts with a T as in Thomas. Tondeo Traders, T-R-A-D-E-R-S. And we do have the website. Our phone number is 847-763-9000. And we are in Skokie, Illinois.
Okay. And your Facebook page?
Yeah, it's Tondeo Traders.
All righty. So, we had the ladies from Tondeo Trader on the line. So, I appreciate you ladies, and we're going to go on with the show. You're free to just listen in and sign back in at any time. But, you know, we're going to go on with the show and try to see if we can get some more individuals to call in and get their viewpoint on how they like the Barber International Weekend.
Okay.
So, I thank you, and Barber love to you.
Thank you.
All righty.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah, you guys, the Barber International Weekend was a great time. So hopefully we'll get some more callers in, and or if not, you get it from my viewpoint. So It's a good spot. But we're gonna go into we got a few contributors to the show, people that show love to the show, to the Barber Zone, and to the shop. So we've got my man Dwayne, Malcolm, Mr. Fade 'Em Up, the whole Against the Grain crew. You know, they're major contributors and supporters of the Barber Zone Blog Talk Radio Show. You know, they enter the Barber Zone whenever they get a chance to. They're out right now doing the Barber Academy tour, where they're focusing on, you know, the sanitation and the healthiness and the communicable diseases that go on in our community that are spread through our barber and beauty, our barbershops and our beauty salons. So check them out, you know, Against the Grain magazine, Against the Grain on Facebook. Hit them up on, you know, I believe it's Barber Academy on Facebook also, so big up to them. We've got the Cloak and Cape people with the new capes that's no more snaps, no more Velcros. It uses a magnet and like a pulley system. You know, check them out. You know, Robert has been gracious enough to, you know, bless the Barber Zone with them. So we use them here at the shop every day. No more snaps and all of that. You know, have to use that clip. So the manufacturers of them clips, I don't know. Everybody start using them cloak and capes. They might put you out of business. So again, big up to Robert and the cloak and cape people. You know, then we got my man Tim with the Pro Grips, you know, showing love to the Barber Zone. Got our good clippers right, you know, our good grade boys right. Got to keep them. Them is like the hammer and the screwdriver for a carpenter. So, you know, thanks to him. So hold on 1 second, guys. Excuse me. I was looking for some things and I don't want to drop my clippers. All right. Let me see. I'm on here checking out the Facebook page, updating that a little bit. But we got a few events that we have coming up here in the near future. We've got the Quincy, Florida, the Quincy Hair Show at the Quincy Armory, the Quincy National Armory, June 12th, 13th. Quincy, Florida, the first annual. It's the vision of my man, Mr. Sapp. Mr. Emmanuel Sapp, ISTNU Incorporated. He had a vision of bringing, you know, hair shows and classes and education and products to smaller areas where people, you know, kind of forget, you know, that we do hair in the smaller areas. You know, not only the major cities, you know, do hair. You know, we really get it in these small cities. We got the good secrets. If you look at all these barber shows and all of this, the winners usually come from small cities. You know, a lot of them, you know, they might say they from Atlanta or from New York or Chicago, but when you find out where they come from, hey, they from these smaller cities. So get online. We're gonna get this stuff on the Facebook page. I'm get an event going on today. Get it blasted out to everybody. Come on out, join us in Quincy, Florida. That's June 12th and 13th at the National Guard Armory. We've got a golf tournament going on, fashion show with a silent auction. We got a chess tournament for all y'all chess players. Come on out, bring your game. Let's see who got the best moves. So, you know, again, that's the Quincy Hair Show, Quincy, Florida. If you need information, hit me up. Hit my Facebook page up or the Barber Zone Facebook page up. Hit Mr. Emmanuel Sapp, 850-618-0068. We got barber competitions going on. We got classes. Got a whole, what is it, classes, competitions, We got a trade floor going on. If you're a vendor and you want to bring your product out, you want to get it out to some smaller areas and not just the, you know, we know you love the big cities, but you know, get it out to the people that's really, really grinding it hard, the ones in these smaller areas. You know, they come out and they support. You know, they love all the products. These are the ones we need to focus on. So come on out to Florida, man. Come on out. We have some fun, some wonderful weather. And it's going to be a beautiful time. So also, we've got if y'all check out the Facebook page, check out my page and my man Roger Samuel's page, you'll see we got it in on the golf course, you know, on my birthday for the whole jump off to the Barber International weekend. But we got our annual barber golf outing for the Ohio Barber Association. It's going to be Sunday, September 12th, 2010, at Cumberland Trails Golf Course. That's 8244 Columbia Road South here in Pataskala. That's right outside of Columbus. So, you know, it's always a good time. You know, we have our annual barber meeting where we get the information out that's going on for the next calendar year. So come on out, support that. It'll be some more individuals that were at the Barber International function from the Barber Board, the Ohio Barber Association, a few schools around the area. Hopefully we get the word out. We can get a lot of more of those people out here on the golf course. So the golfers, you got a while so you can get to the driving range and come on out. Let's have some fun. It's $54 a person. If you want to just come have dinner and attend the meeting, it's only $20. But I'm creating an event on Facebook today, so check it out. Again, that's the annual Barbers Golf Outing for the Ohio Barber Association, which I'm the vice president of. So come on out, put your team together, and contact me, or you can contact our president, Mr. Kelly McFarland, at 614-529-1800. All right, y'all, we got the line blowing up. Got a couple people on the line calling in from the 803. Let's see who we got joining the Barber Zone today. Thanks for calling in. Okay. Who did we got calling from the 803?
This is Doug, man. What's good with you? Well, I was on the Facebook, said I had to hit you up real quick. From Atlanta.
What's going on, good brother? Man, good Tompkins. What's going on, sir? Thank
I'm
you
good.
For stepping into the Barber Zone.
I'm coming through right with you on this phone.
Say again.
Say, can you hear me good on this phone? Because I'm on another phone.
Oh, yeah, yes, sir. I can hear you good. I can hear you good. Hey, man,
yeah,
I want to say, first of all, I want to say welcome to the show. Next, I want to say congratulations on the victory in the Bronner Brothers show. I really haven't talked to you since then. You know, it was briefly about the thing that was going on in Vegas. And again, congratulations on what we're down in Vegas. So, bruh, you've been working hard, doing your thing. You know, God's going to bless you in more ways than you know. I just want to say thank you for me and the Barber Zone to you. So, you know, big ups on what you're doing, man. Keep doing your thing.
I appreciate it, man. Appreciate it. Y'all send a prayer out for DL, man. I've been on the phone with him. You know, that Nashville got flooded out there. It got back, the whole house was underwater, man.
Oh, yeah. I actually spoke with DL a little bit earlier, man. So, you know, y'all prayers out to everybody in Nashville. It, you know, the weather's just been going, man. God's showing us these signs, man. Things is happening in places that usually don't happen. So, you know, prayers out to the whole Nashville area, you know, the DL and his whole family. And, you know, we just got to give shouts out. Y'all see all this stuff going on, man. Look at the flood. I mean, look at the oil that's going on, and that's ruining all the fish and all the aquatic life down there in the south, y'all. So hopefully it don't get to us on the shore and affect us directly, you know, how it's doing those fish and everything. But, you know, so, hey, Doug, let us know exactly what went on in Vegas. See, I know because, you know, I talked to you and DL and a few other people, but let the people know what came about from the barber battle that happened in Atlanta. Let them know where the barber game is going, because I didn't get to see it on TV, you know, during the fight, so I don't know if it was even on. I don't know if you got to see it or not, but let the people know what happened.
I mean, it was like chaos, man. You can already imagine we was staying at the actual MGM hotel. So, you know, it was a collaboration with Bronner Brothers and AT&T. So, like, each morning when we was getting ready to go down for, like, the weigh-in and actual fight day, they had us meeting up the MGM lobby doing, like, press and photos and video and all that. It was, like, crazy, man, to see everybody. All the celebrities was even coming up taking pictures of us while we was in the MGM lobby. We just posted up for probably about an hour. And people couldn't believe that the barbering game was that creative. You know, you got a lot of those cats. All they knew was the basic barbershop cuts, the temp fades, and the froze. But when we do that stuff that we do on the battles, it's like on a whole nother level. Like, I made boxing gloves out of hair, and people was tripping on that. I made an actual boxing belt out of hair. People was like, what is this? How do you do that? It was amazing to see how creative this hair game really is. So from there, we went down to the actual weigh-in. We actually opened up for the weigh-in. So that's when we did a 15-minute presentation down on the floor at the weigh-in. We was in front of HBO, ESPN, everybody, man. It was a serious thing, man. Then the next day, AT&T for the actual fight, they filmed us doing our actual battle where we had to work on our model for like 15 minutes. No, we had about 30 minutes. We had to actually finish our model up. Then, you know, from there, people just call in and vote, text. I mean, it was serious, man. It was real serious. But now AT&T is talking about doing a lot of commercials and ads with us. They're giving each of us our own section. So I'll be representing the West Coast. DL, I believe, is going to be representing the South. Kyle is going to be representing up North. I'm not scared how they're having everything else set up. But it's a lot of stuff going on, man. I'm just waiting on the contract.
Hey, man.
What does it look like?
You said, what's the last part you say?
So they are supposed to be sending out these contracts next month to sign us up with stuff with them.
Hey, man.
At the next.
Hey, man. Y'all brothers just mess around and took the barber game to a whole new level. Hey, y'all, if y'all don't remember what I was talking about, I said right before the Barber International weekend that they were having the greatest of all time barber battle, barber exhibition. And this man right here was part of it. Him and three other brothers got it in Vegas, celebrity style, like Floyd and Sugar Shane Mosley, but on the barber game.
Yeah, hey,
if y'all don't know where that's about to take the barber game, y'all better watch out. So watch out for these new commercials. They're going to be starring these barbers. Hey, and y'all heard them first on the Barber Zone. These is brothers, man, that you could walk up to every day, shake their hand, how you doing, good brother, and never even know that they do what they do because they such humble brothers. So, again, man, big ups to you, and I appreciate what you're doing for the barber game, man, because that's about to bless all of us. Because you about to get – all y'all about to get contracts. I'm trying to get a contract, too.
from what Erica was saying, they having pretty much me and – you know, Kyle Bullock, man, him are going to be like the head ambassadors for barbering for AT&T. So as far as the ads and commercials going, I believe they're going to use me and Kyle. But they're talking about the next four fights. They signing the contract where we got to go out to Vegas for the next four fights that they have out there. So there's a lot of stuff going on. And they're talking about this reality show they're kicking off. It's supposed to be something like one of those Sheer Genius type joints. So
yeah.
I thought they wanted me to be a part of it, but I told them I wouldn't compete in it. But I'd be something like that mentor on the set. To kind of coach the barbers on what they need to do for each competition they go through weekly. Because, you know, I've been competing a long time, so I'm ready to sit down and let the other cats get some shine, man. I just sit back and mentor with it.
Hey, man, that's a beautiful thing. And that's what we need. We need more brothers that's ready to just give back, you know, because we got brothers like yourself that's been out here doing it for a long time, man. And, you know, I don't know what to say. You ready to sit back and show some other brothers how to do it and just watch this thing just blow up.
It's time for the next generation, man. But the only thing I always say about the next generation, I mean, they have to come into these hair shows and these classes and see what it takes to get to that next level. A lot of these cats want to be at that next level, but they don't know what it really takes and that drive and that creativity and all that. You just can't come into that and doing the same cuts that you do in the shop. Because, I mean, you're going to get knocked out quick, man. So you got to got to humble yourself and learn from others and see what it takes to get to that next level as far as that creativity with your hairstyle. I see a lot of cats doing the same cut, same this and that. And then you bring it to that stage, and then you got this guy doing these colors and all these fantasy hairstyles, the avant-garde, the more creative stuff. If you really want to take barbering to the next level, you got to be able to learn, man. So, you know.
Hey, y'all didn't heard it from the grandfather of the game. Hey, and that's one thing I was telling people in the class, man. The things that you do in the barbershop and the things that you do in these competitions and these hair shows is two totally different. Hey, y'all, I see the switchboard. I see y'all on there. It's blowing up. Hold on, I'm going to get to y'all. I've been getting such a big response that I even boosted the show up from 2 to 3 to 2 to 3:30. So I'm going to get to y'all. Keep listening. I want to hear what y'all got to say. But, Doug, I feel you on that, man, because, hey, I feel kind of good because I put a little word into a brother, and he stepped his game up a little bit. This brother was over in Indianapolis, and I was a judge. He won the contest there. He did some things. He was the best there. I told him, yo, gave him one of my DVDs, like, yo, do this. Next time you do a show, use brighter colors, do bolder things, do this, do that. He went, Proud Lady, got second in Proud Lady.
That's what it takes.
But come to find out, I talked to my man, Big Rob. Big up to Big Rob, the winner of the barber competition at Bronner Brothers. And I just found out today he won the Proud Lady also. So big up to Big Rob. So that's crazy. I got seed sown in two winners. So I'm feeling like Doug Tompkins right about now. Bless him, brother.
That's what the folks don't realize. When you win it, man, you're building your resume. That's when you're going to get up and doing the bigger stuff. So you got to go in there head strong and ready to make your mark, man. So, you know, teaching them cats how to do them colors and the other little techniques, you know, that's what they need to take it to their next level.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Doug, I appreciate you. Hold on one second, man. I got some more people online, man. We're going to get a couple people on the line right now. We got somebody calling from the 843. Who just we got on the line with us?
Roderick Samuels, Andes Educator, Profile Corporate, Profile Barber Institute, and the guy, your tail on the golf course. What's up?
What's up, good brother? Hey, you better watch him out, man. I still got the scorecard.
Oh, my
scorecard.
My bad. What's going on, man?
Yeah. Everything is good, man. Welcome to the Barber Zone. We got Mr. Doug Tompkins on the line with us too, so we got all three of us on the line right now, man. So, you know, welcome to the Barber Zone, brother.
Man, I just want to say thank you, man, and give some shouts out to Doug. Man, you've been doing your thing on the scene, man. You and DL, you guys are really, really making a very strong statement for the barbers around the world, not just in the United States of America. Secondly, definitely want to give a shout out and a prayer to DL and his family. Things are really, really rough down in Nashville right now with all the flooding and things that is going on. Had a chance to speak with him briefly on last week, he said it's just complete devastation out there, man. He's just wanting everybody to kind of continue to lift him up in prayers. And definitely to Mr. Chavez Moman for showing me so much love when I was in Columbus, Ohio with the golf and just kind of chauffeuring me around everywhere I needed to go, man. Big up to the Barber Zone and Barber J up in there. I see you, my new Facebook friend. And just wanted to say, man, to all you guys, man, let's continue to keep it moving.
Hey, man, thank you to you, man, for, you know, your gratitude and all your love coming down here showing. Hey, y'all, this dude right here, when he takes off that suit and get up out that, you know, his barber gear, he has some fun, man. We had a great time here in Columbus at the Barber International thing, man. Hey, and, bruh, we had some, you know, we had some conversations, some business building. I'm ready to do some big things with you, man. So we're gonna do some things. And let me, Roger, tell the people your experience of the Barber International, because I know you've been to different shows here and there, but this one was just kind of different. Hey, Doug, I don't know if you heard about the Barber International show that was here in Columbus. It was the same time that you guys was in Vegas, man. This show was just different than any other show, man. It was just, I don't know.
It was so much love in the atmosphere, man. It was just really ridiculous, man. It was very, very, you know, a lot of people think, when they think about very productive shows, they're thinking about, you know, the Bronner or the IBS where you got, you know, 30, 40,000 people, you know, different things like that. But as far as just being around people that are very, very influential in the barber industry, I'm talking about people like Zane Scarry from Connecticut and Maura Scali Sheehan, who actually wrote and revised and wrote again the barber textbook, you know, Charles Kirkpatrick, who's been in the game, golly, since he probably at five with Jesus, you know what I'm saying? I mean, guys that have been in around so long, and just even, you know, just, you know, having a chance to kind of pick their brain in a very intimate setting, man. Barbers International, you know, 2010 was just really, really crazy for me. I'm actually one of the directors for Barbers International, and I've been involved with it since conception. But in Columbus, Ohio, you know, of course, where, you know, we have the Barber Museum and, you know, just kind of showing where we came from, man, it was just so awesome. And, you know, and Chavez, you can kind of back me up on this, man, but, you know, the connections that were made, man, big shout to Dwayne Thomas, man, Against the Grain magazine, and, man, some of the dudes that, you know, that I've been kind of networking with on Facebook and stuff like that and Twitter, man, it's just good to finally put a name, a face with those names, you know, and just be able to kind of chop it up with those guys, man. A lot of good things went on. Robert Tagg from Cloak of Capes, Cheryl Rosenblum from Artistic Hair Stimulation. Just, man, it's so much other things out there that's, you know, not behind the chair, that just like Doug was saying earlier, if you want to be it in barbering and styling, you need to get out to these shows, you need to kind of shake hands with these people, you know, and you know, anybody who knows me knows that I'm education first. I mean, you know, from owning my own school to, you know, working with the Andes Company, I want to make sure that people know how important education in our industry is. It is not an option anymore. It is a must. Things change on a daily basis with what we do. So,
and that's, man, that's true. Because one thing, I came back, you know, we go to these different shows and we see these products. We go to the Andes booth, the Wall booth, Austin, whatever booth we go to, and we get products. Those of us that go to the shows constantly, and we upgrade our tools every 6 months, every 3 months, every time they something come out, we get it. I go to catch different shops, you know, with my products or the Pro Grips or, you know, handing out the magazine or whatever. And look at these guys' back bars, and they still got the original Masters. They still got the original 76s. They still got the Styliner tools, and they still got the Great Boys with the crack in them.
You know, it's amazing you say that. You got people who have Exotics products. You got people who are not using any type of Exotic product. Nobody using any type of, you know, the H42 products.
Yeah.
They're not trained and they've never seen this stuff before. Yeah. You know, I mean, it's just ridiculous. Somebody asked me the other day, man, that is an awesome clipper. You know, they were talking about the Andes BGRV. I said, well, you know, it's been out now for, you know, for about a year. They was like, man, I've never seen it before. And I'm thinking to myself, dude, come on. I mean, do you cut hair for a living?
Yeah, I go to these guys' shops and like, man, do you know I got like 6 pair of clippers that you ain't even thought about, dude. No wonder it takes you 40 minutes to do a fade. Come on. No wonder you get in the barber competitions and the line in your designs ain't crispy and it's not tight.
You know what? And I mean, you know, just like, I mean, when when it comes to people like Doug and DL, you know what I'm saying? I mean, these guys are icons to me, in my eyes, you know what I mean? And, I mean, they're going to make sure that all their tools are up to date, everything is sanitized, everything is on point, because they're doing big things. And just a word out to the younger barbers and stylists that are trying to make names for yourself out in the industry, it all starts with you, first and foremost. You have to be personable. You got to go out there and you got to promote. You know, I mean, go to these shows. Incorporate different things that the other people are doing into your own style. You know, just like Doug was saying, I'm tired of seeing the spider web. I'm tired of seeing, you know, the Beijing, you know, the blackout, you know, with the little design on the side. You know, come on, man. I saw Doug's work, and I'm thinking about DL's work from the show in Vegas, and I'm like, you guys got you. Man. I mean, aim up, please. Come on, kidding me?
Yeah,
and
these guys are putting crazy stuff in their head. We like, wow, it's crazy. Hey, I got not caller from the 920. I got you coming up next. So hold on and stay with us. I see the line is blowing up. We're going to get to everybody. We still got an hour left in the show. So just enjoy the show and join in. I'm going to call out your area code so we know where you're calling from. But
hey, Chavez, I got one other thing. I actually got a class to teach in a few, man. So I just want to kind of give you a shout real quick. But I just want to tell everybody, man, Barbers International 2011, right now we're still trying to think about taking it back to Columbus, Ohio, but if you did not go, if you did not get to experience and network with the movers and shakers that were there, please do not miss out. Please do not miss out anymore. If anybody wants to see any footage or anything like that, go to my Facebook page. It's Roderick Samuels on Facebook. I got all the pictures up. Me, Chavez, he got pictures up. Big shout out to my man Chris Burke. Crazy stuff. But I got to go teach this class, dog. You know how I roll. So.
Oh, yeah. Hey, man, Barbara, love to you, man. Hey, and keep educating the people, man. And, you know, we'll talk later.
Yeah, definitely. And make sure you rip up that scorecard, because those scores from our golf outing was not true. I did win.
Peace to you.
Is Doug still on the line?
I'm still here, man. I'm just listening to y'all. Y'all take it easy, though, baby. Take it easy.
Hey, Doug, man, you be good, man. And reach out to me, man. I got some stuff I wanted to holler at you about, too.
Yeah. All right.
All right. Later,
all right,
man.
Barbara, love to y'all, brothers. Hey, we got a caller from the 920. Who's this we got on the line with us? Let's see. Caller from the 920. Welcome to the Barber Zone. Who this we got on the line with us?
Hey, this is Rob from Cloaca Capes calling.
What's
How's
up,
going,
Rob?
Guys?
How you doing, man?
Hey, I'm doing great. What must have been some divine intervention having Mr. Roderick Samuels on last. I'm still recovering from Barbers International. I'm sick. I totally got a bad cold down here in Houston. Hey, I'm here at the Houston tour for 360 Degrees Infection Control with Against the Grain magazine and the Barber Academy. We all want to give a shout out to the Barber Zone and Chavez and say, hey guys, we're listening. And right now, Eros from Andes is educating on stage, and I wanted to step outside and just. Say thank you so much for your hospitality and for our first stop at Barbers International last weekend. We were invited by Mary Jean Hernandez, barber blog girl, barber school teacher, and just had an amazing experience. And as Roderick Samuels said, it's a smaller venture, but it was all the professionals were there. I really had a great time, and it was so exciting, and I'm still dealing with the loss here. I miss everybody. I had a great time.
Okay. Hey, thank you. Hey, Rob, and you know, I have met you at shows before with you demonstrating the capes, but actually having the time to get to sit and talk to you and you know, break bread with you was great. I'm looking forward to doing more things with you, man, and appreciation from the Barber Zone and the rest of the barbers. So, hey, man, I know y'all out there doing your thing, but I just wanted to say thank you to you and thank you for, you know, being a contributor to the show. While you're on the line, give the people your information. Let them know how to get hold of you on Facebook so they can see the product. so they can get hold to you on YouTube and your numbers?
Okay, you can go on www.cloacacapes.com. We are an innovative product in the barbering and salon industry. We are a cape manufacturer, and you can go on our website, watch a brief demonstration video on how to use our cape. If you are anybody in the industry that really wants to step it up and use some amazing products that are going to last you a lifetime in your shop, go on our website, cloacacapes.com, check it out. We're also on YouTube. Just look under Cloacacapes. And we're also in Against the Grain magazine this whole year, every episode. And we'll be at Premier Orlando, Rona Brothers in August, and the Copper Prof Vegas in July as well. So you'll be able to see us everywhere.
All righty. Y'all heard Mr. Cloacacapes. Hey, Rob, I don't know if you've had an opportunity to check it out, but, you know, I know you're doing the class thing today. But when you get to your laptop, go to barberzone.org because I added you guys, 842 and Tondeo Trader, on my barbering link. So when you get a chance, check out the barberzone.org. So I added you guys to the website so people can go straight to barberzone.org and get straight
right
to Cloacacapes.
Sounds great. Awesome, guys. Hey, thanks a lot. I got to get back to class.
All right, have a good one. Thanks for stopping by the show, man. Barber love, and get some rest.
All right, Barber love to you. Take care.
All righty. All right, y'all. Hey, we got a lot of people calling in about last weekend, so y'all better find out about next Barber International, man. Hopefully they do bring it back to Columbus because it could be much bigger. Doug, we still got you on the line?
Yeah, I'm listening to you.
All right. Hey, I was telling you earlier about the show, man. It was a little different than having, you know, a lot of times with these Bronner Brothers and these Proud Ladies and these IBF shows and the Vegas shows and these bigger shows, you get a lot of people that come and they're not really barber professionals or hair professionals. They're individuals that are coming for the entertainment of the hair. They're not even in the industry, but they want to see what's going on. So a lot of times we end up talking to people that really aren't, you know, eager to learn or, you know, really interested in what we're doing. They're looking for it on the flashy side, but not on the business side. But this Barber International thing,
that's one of the reasons, like, I got to do a platform, one, because of a lot of noise that was in there, and it was just a whole lot of chaos. Like, you go to some shows, they selling purses, shoes, perfume, shades, portraits,
yeah,
everything. It got out of hand from there. But I don't knock the people on the shows, because, you know, they got to sell tickets, so they got to get these people in here, rent these booths out. So, you know, somebody come in trying to drop some money to rent a booth, you know, hey, you're going to rent it to them. So I don't knock it, but, you know, we need to try and keep it in our industry. And ain't no reason that you shouldn't have somebody in there selling some Air Force Ones with some knockoff Gucci purses at a hair show. But, you know.
Exactly. Hey, caller from the 615, I see you. I'm going to get to you here in a minute, but I want to get this point across a little bit. But the Barber International, man, was like unlike any other show I've ever been to. It wasn't all that noise. It wasn't, you know, it was in a big, like, ballroom. It was a smaller setting. You know, they had a nice stage set up with a nice microphone and sound system, but there was no music during maybe, like, from 9 to 3. There was no music. There was none of that, you know, you happen to talk over, you know, performances or, you know, the booty shaker music or all of that, all of the extra stuff. It was just nice, quiet. You was able, if you was on the stage doing a demonstration, doing your platform, you was able to talk, and everybody was, you know, able to ask you questions. You know, if you was at a booth like I was when I was explaining people to about my video, I could talk to four or five people instead of trying to scream and holler over the music and only get to one or two. So it was totally different. And when people that are already in the industry and they're coming for education and they know that's what it's for and it's not enough, not a bunch of bull, you know, you get a lot more done. You sell a lot more products. You know, your demonstrations and your platforms are received even better. When people ask you questions, they're asking you educated questions, just not the question that somebody that's cutting in their bathroom asked you. So, man, it was just totally different. I mean, just and the people that were there, like you said, there wasn't the Gucci purse and the Air Force Ones. Everybody there was barber beauty industry related somehow, some way. There was nothing that was outside of the barbering industry. You know, there was even a brother there with long-term disability insurance, health insurance. When the last time you really seen that? And, you know, he had all his information out there, right there. That's what we need. We don't need the Air Force Ones and the fake gator belts to go with the gator purse and the gator shoes. We don't need that.
Yes. You definitely got to get back to covering all aspects of barbering, dealing with the health insurance and life insurances and retirement plans and financing and banking and investments and things like that outside of just even what I have part instead of dealing with all the other hoopla they be throwing there to send them shows, man. But, you know, it's just like I go to the IBS's shows a lot, and I see the IBS's, they concentrate on nails, facials, all the other type of things that you deal with. But, you know, when you go to, you know, I hate to say it, but when you go to the ethnic shows, you know, they inviting everybody in there. You're going to have stuff that ain't got nothing to do with our industry. But, you know, that's just how it goes, man. Just a matter of somebody stepping up like up there and deal with that strictly education in our field. But, you know.
Yeah. What we got to look about when we promote these shows and promote these booths, it's about quality, not quantity. We know we want to sell the tickets and get the numbers in, but we still got to bring the quality to the people. All right, we got another caller. Hold on for me one second, Doug. We got another caller from the 615 checking in to the show. Who's this we got on the line with us calling from the 615? I'm sorry.
Y'all know what it is. It's your boy DL, man.
Yeah, y'all.
What's up, everybody?
What's good with you, good brother? Hey, man, first of all, man, prayers out to you and the whole Nashville area, man. You know, hopefully everything is good with you. You know, we hear you got your health. You're on the line with us, you know, the health of your family. We know the water can destroy, you know, the water can destroy material things, man, but as long as you got your health, your family, and your mind, man, that's a beautiful thing. So,
yeah, man, it is. That water hit us real hard, man. I was in Las Vegas at the time, and I was getting texts and emails and all that old stuff, you know, saying it was a flood, but I didn't think it was as bad as what it was, you know, as what it was. But man, when I get to the house, man, it's like, wow, there's certain pockets of this city, man, that are like really destroyed, man. I mean, it's Katrina style destroyed. I mean, you know, there's you're liable to go in a subdivision of, you know, 200 houses, man, that they're just strictly uninhabitable. You know, they got X's marked on them, you know, the police are safeguarding the houses. I mean, it's really tore up down here, man. I mean, the Red Cross, FEMA, everybody's on point. They're doing what they can do. Like I said, just, you know, I thank God that we're up and alive and breathing, man, you know. It is what it is.
Oh, man. Well, hey, man, we're glad to hear that you're all right, man. We hate to hear that's going on in you guys' area. And, you know, like I said earlier, man, that's the signs that God's showing us, man, that he ain't happy with what everybody's doing. So, you know, we can replace these possessions. But, you know, we just got to stay strong and stay faithful, man, that, you know, everything ain't going to put too much on us that we can't bear, man. We understand. Understand that he does these things for a reason, man. So, you know, as long as you got your fam, man, hey, as long as you got your family, you got your Clippers, man, you can make you some money and keep it moving.
That's right. What's up with you,
dude? Man, ain't nothing, man. Getting back into grinding again, you know me. Million projects on one time.
I heard that.
You know what? Hey, you know. Once again, the Barber Zone has done it again, man. We got the two competitors from the greatest of all time on the line. Hey, Dio, I want to hear your version on what you got from the whole weekend out there in Vegas. You know, we had Doug on here talking about y'all's out there doing it like rock stars, man. Y'all had the star treatment. So let me hear your version on how, you know, it affected you and how it made you look different at the Barber game.
Well, collectively, I think that the major corporations are now seeing the seriousness of our network. When I say network, the Barbers Network, you know what I mean? Barbers and stylists, we come in contact with a whole lot of people. And because of that, you know, we're getting the recognition, you know what I mean? They're seeing, you know, what's in it for them, you know what I mean? You know, the corporations that was involved in taking us out to Las Vegas, you know, they've got some big things planned, you know what I mean? They've got some real good things in store that's going to involve, you know, barbers and stylists. And it's a beautiful thing when you put them on a stage next to, you know what I mean, to where it's worldwide, you know what I mean? You can't ask for nothing more. You know, I mean, to have your model, I mean, just to be in that atmosphere, man, it speaks for itself, you know what I mean?
To be treated like a superstar and a celebrity just for doing something that you do all day, every day, and that you love doing. Hey, man, that's appreciation right there. So, you know, big up to y'all guys, man, because, you know, I was looking at some pictures from, what was it, 3 years ago, and me and you in the barber competition together. Now, you mentioned how to end up, you and Doug, y'all end up out there in Vegas. You know, well, first of all, y'all ended up on the stage at the Brother Brothers show, doing y'all thing, crazy, happy, man. I ain't gonna front, man. Y'all cats was coming up with some thoughts and everything. I'm like, man, if they had me to get into, ask me to get into the barber battle, dude, I got some creativity, but I don't got the creativity like y'all dudes do, man. So big up to y'all cats. People, you know, be looking like, oh man, he ain't do this, he ain't do that. But just for y'all dudes that got up there, just the creativity that y'all dudes had, just to put on, what was it, 10 minutes or whatever y'all had, just to put that on, the energy to be able to put on a production like that and the thought, you know, that's just amazing to me, man, how y'all brothers do that. And, see, people don't realize when they see y'all in y'all shops with y'all barber jacket on, with y'all clippers in y'all hand, they just look at us as, you know, they just barbers. But y'all dudes, man, y'all putting on productions. So when I seen that, and, you know, then you got Doug making his things and, you know, making his sets and everything, dude, come on, man. It's time for us to get our recognition, and thanks to y'all brothers and Bullock, and thank y'all, man, because y'all, man, y'all dudes is taking it to the whole to a different spot. Because with me, when I went to the show, when I first went to the Brown and Brothers show, when I got into the barber game, I was looking at on a business type thing. I was never one that really wanted to do, you know, the shows and, excuse me, do the shows and things like that. I wanted to do the business part, you know, sell products and things. I didn't even really know about the things that y'all was. And then when I went to my first one, and I was like, wait a minute, these dudes is some barber stuff? Because I've always seen hair shows. I've never seen a barber show like that. I've been in a barber competition, but not a barber battle or a barber show like that. So if y'all on this line have never, ever, ever seen a barber competition, y'all better check out what these brothers on this line, Doug Tompkins and David Lee, do. Y'all better check this out. These dudes are, you know, magicians in this barber game. So
when we was in Vegas, I sat down with a couple of AT&T dudes, and they was like, you know, they did a lot of research on me from, like, my past shows and other things that I do, because I do, like, event planning. So a lot of my stuff they had already seen. So when they came to me, they was like, you know, we know the type of cuts you do, but they had some ideas of some other things, because I also got my own cartoon I'm starting up with some stuff and a whole bunch of other different things. So AT&T is pretty much hollering at me now about the other things that I got going on. It's not just barbering. Because you got to realize, when you start dealing with these companies, if you're a one-man shop, they can holler at you on everything. So that's why they came at me on a thing dealing with that. So that whole stage production that you see, I mean, it's a plan for me with that. That's, I'm more than a barber. And I tell everybody I'm way more than a barber. So I took my creativity, my painting, and put it into hair. And then from hair, I put it into my stage props and my costumes. I'm just trying to make this thing keep growing. So hopefully these companies that's coming at me, you know, I can do some other things with them.
Yeah, man. Hey, but hey, man, y'all boys is off to a great start, man. Y'all, for real, y'all off to a great start. Hopefully AT&T will call me about doing barber communication. I'm crying. Y'all need somebody to talk to these boys? Like, hey, I'm on it. Hey, but what y'all doing, man, goes right along with when I go out and teach these classes, it's about diversifying your barbershop. Not just being a brother standing behind a chair just cutting, you know. And what y'all doing is, you know, branding yourself and marketing yourself and getting out and doing things that nobody else is doing. So that's exactly what I talk about in these classes. Diversify yourself, man. Master your craft. Like, I'm going to use y'all term. Y'all got to be barber kings, man. You can't just be a regular barber. You got to be the best at what you're doing, man. And y'all, if y'all don't know, Google, YouTube these dudes. Doug Tompkins and David DLE, or hit them on Facebook. Check these dudes out. Hey, Doug, give them your information, how they can get hold to you, your Facebook page and all of that stuff. And then when you get done, DL, I want you to do the same thing, if you would, please, sir.
You can hit me on Facebook. That's Douglas, D-O-U-G-L-A-S, Tompkins, T-H-O-M-P-K-I-N-S. You can hit me on my email at dougsflavor@yahoo.com. You can go to my website, Dig Doug Products. You can go to my other new website I got coming up. It's up now, but it's not finished. It's called Hip Hop Props, where I'm doing stage props for, like, videos and concerts and events and things like that. But that's hiphopprops.com. Flavors Hair Gallery, you can hit me on that. I mean, you can, shop number 445750013.
All right. DL, give the people your information there, good brother.
Man, you can hit me up on the email at barberdlee@yahoo.com. Or, of course, the Nashville Hair Classic @yahoo.com. And then the website is NashvilleHairClassic.com. You know, that's the big thing we got coming in Nashville October 10th and 11th. And, man, just basically that's it. That's my contact information. You can always hit me up on my cell phone, which is my direct cell phone, 615-354-2286. You know, we can just call and see what's on your mind.
All right, hey, y'all done heard it straight from the brother's mouth. Hey, DM. So okay, since y'all had the flooding down in Nashville, is that going to affect your show or anything?
Nah, that's not gonna affect nothing. We're still, you know, a month away from the show, and I think we'll be all right. Metro Center, Dude, you remember what we ate when we went to Neely's at that time?
Yeah, I remember.
All that shit's on the water. I mean, all that's on the water, man.
Really?
All that's on the water. That pond right there, that sits off. It's
terrible. Yeah, right, what we ate. But, yeah, I know.
Yeah, but it'll be okay. I've already checked with them and they're up and running and it's gonna be all right. You know, the people down here are working hard, man. I mean, it was way worse than what I thought it was. Like, when I was in Vegas, I just thought it was just a lot of rain, but it was for real. You know, Opryland Hotel has, I don't know, 10 feet of water inside the hotel. Opry Mills Mall has, I don't know, man, 6 to 10 foot of water inside the mall. I mean, it was it's crazy, man. It's crazy.
Hey, we went through that a couple years ago down here in Atlanta, so I'm feeling for you. Cause, you know, we got flooded out, and it was like crazy.
Yeah,
so I understand what you're going through. Well, they had to shut down everything. One, people ain't leaving the houses, especially on the barber tip, depending on where your shop is at. I mean, you know, if the whole city is in chaos, they ain't coming to spend no money. So I understand this
exactly.
If you ain't got no money put up, you know, so clients ain't coming in because of, you know, situation, bills ain't stopping. So I feel you.
My bills ain't stopping.
Oh, yeah.
You know what?
Oh, yeah. Hey, believe me, I know. Hey, for the past almost 3 months, the street in front of my shop, man, was closed down because they had to do some sewer stuff. So I had no access to my shop for about 3 months. But, you know, I didn't have a catastrophe going on like y'all do down there in Nashville or y'all had in Atlanta. So, but, hey, man, we just got to say them prayers, man, and keep it moving. So.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
All right, y'all. Hey, I appreciate y'all, brothers, man. It's let me see.
I got to make a run.
It's 3 o'clock already. All right.
Yeah, but I got to make a run. But y'all boys be safe. Yeah, you got my number, baby. So just hit me, man.
Okay, bro.
All right. Barber love to you, Doug. Barber love to you, brother.
All right, be safe.
Thanks, Javier.
All right.
Oh. Look, it's one thing that I'd like to put out there on. You still on here? Hello?
Yes, sir. You still here?
Okay. There's one thing that I'd like to put out to all the listeners, man. You know, if anybody's, you know, just really paying attention to what's being said right here. As far as a barber, man, you got to, you know, just like how you say you got to get out to the shows, you got to network. Man, folks in this game here, man, have got to be quick to listen and slow to speak, because there's a lot of knowledge that's around from people that's been in the game for a long time. I'm a rookie in this game, man. You know, I've only been cutting hair 6, almost 7 years, you know, and me listening and networking with people that's been in the game, you know, 15, 20 years, you know what I mean? It makes a difference, man. You know what I mean? If you got the opportunity to rub elbows with people that's been in this game for a long time, man, you're going to be able to get the knowledge that it took, you know, 15 or 20 years for them to build up, you know, and just by your relationship, you're going to be able to get some rub off, you know what I mean? Something's going to rub off on you, so you can,
exactly.
You can put that in your arsenal to make yourself better. You know, there's nothing easy in this game. You know, this game is, it takes money to be in this game. You know, you got to travel, you got to get out, you know, and that takes, you know, that's plane tickets, that's hotel costs. That's you know, that's wear and tear on your body. It's wear and tear on your mind. You know, I can't tell you how many times I done went to a hair show instead of maybe paying my bills. You see what I'm saying? But that's the sacrifice that I have to go through in order to obtain the knowledge that it takes to move forward in the game. You know, it is what it is, man. If you want it, you got to get it. You know, Keith Brown told me one time. He said, He said, if you're living on the edge, he said, you're living too conservative. He said, you got to jump off the edge and see what faith has in store, you know. And he also told me, he said, man, if you want the fruit of life, he said, you can't just climb the tree and get it. He said, you have to climb up the tree and out on that little bit ass thin limb,
mm-hmm.
and get that fruit. That's where the fruit is. The fruit's out on the very end of the limb, and you got to climb out on the limb and get it. You know, who knows if the limb's going to break? Who knows if it's going to stay sturdy enough for you to grab it? But you still got to get it. You still got to figure out a way to get it. You know, it is what it is, man. This game is not as easy as people think it is. You know, hey, they think, hey, I can say it. I can do this. I can do that. I can do what he did. I can do this. It's not that simple. You know what I mean? I'm on my third hair show as far as independently. I'm on my third hair show, you know. And, man, I've been in the trenches for a long time networking, you know what I mean? I've sat down countless times and had conversations with Doug. Me and Doug been to Dallas. Me and Doug been to Alabama. We've been to Las Vegas. We've been to Atlanta. You know, I've got a lot of questions. I've put in work, you know, to get where I'm at. So it's not like no fly-by-night little deal, you know what I mean? Chavez, you know I've been down through the trenches for a long time, you know what I mean? And right now it's becoming full circle, you know. I want to do before I get off this line, man. If Roger, if you're listening, man, I appreciate everything that you did for me. I have appreciated everything, you know. Look forward to get you guys out here in Nashville. Brown Brothers, much love. You know that that office over in Atlanta, y'all keep it popping, man. And I appreciate everything that y'all do, you know. But that's how it is. There it is.
Hey, that's love right there, man. I appreciate that good word, man, because brothers need to hear that from people that's doing it, man, you know. Hearing it, you know, they hear it all the time. You got to get out there and grind. You got to get out there and grind. But to hear it from somebody who's actually, you know, been doing it, you know, like you said.
I'm still doing it. I'm in the grind right now, just like I do. So look, I'm back on the grind. I know what he's doing. This dude's down there probably painting a picture. He's building a prop. He's cutting somebody's hair, and maybe doing it all at the same time. You know, it's serious. This is a for real grind. It is a grind. You know what I mean? It don't stop. You know, you got to keep going. You know,
all day. Hey, that's like I'm right here. I'm sitting here talking to you. Sitting here on this laptop, man, doing, you know, trying to update this website. So it's all a grind, all day, every day. And you know, people that think they're gonna get in the game, man, and it's gonna be real easy for them. Man, it don't happen like that. You got to grind out, like DL was just saying, man. You got to go out there on faith, man. This thing is a faith walk like any other faith walk. And if you think you're going to get in this barber game and you're going to do something and it's going to happen right now, no, brother, it don't work like that. You don't make $1,000 in a day.
No, it don't happen
like that. You got to grind. Sometimes it's going to be days, man, that, you know, you're going to call it unproductive that you didn't make any money. But if you made a new connection and you sent emails back and forth to a product company, and now they want to send you product to use in your shop, that's a productive day. Just because you didn't make money all the time, that's not where it's at, man. It's about the blessings and your connections. You know, it's not about what you know. It's who you know. So
right.
as long as you know God, you know yourself, and you know the other people that's in your industry making moves, doing things that you want to do, that's what you need to know right there.
Right, right.
That's what you need to be concerned with. You don't need
right
to be concerned with what.
That separates the barber from the barber kings, baby.
Yeah. So it ain't about hating on the next man that's standing next to you. Nah, not at all. It's about appreciation. The trade that both of you guys share, and y'all both should be trying to elevate it, man. DL, you should have seen how we was here at Barbers International. Even though we was at this Barber International conference, everybody was trying to see the fight. Not only to see Sugar Shane and Floyd Mayweather do their thing. But everybody was trying to see what was going on, what were they going to show from the barber bank. Hey, man, what's up with DL and Doug? What's up with DL and Doug? You know, big up to Ivan and what's the other brothers? Amit, big up to, you know, all y'all that was out there. But, you know, everybody was talking about, yo, what's, man, oh, man, we got to get to the fight. It's not we got to get there to see them fight. We want to get there early. We're trying to get there early so we see if they put that barber battle thing on, man. Oh, man, what? Oh, hey, dude, it was bananas down here.
Hey,
you know,
it was bananas, man. And the hairstyles that everybody produced, man, were something out of the ordinary, man. You know, Ahmed and Cal Bullock, man, they came with some heat. Doug came with some heat. I feel like I did my thing, man. You know, it is what it is. You know, put the flat screens in the head, man, and created DL3G, the futuristic boxer, with the mohawk, with the flats on the side of the head. You know,
what was them doing? iPod touches or something?
iPod touches, yeah. Yeah. It was all good, man. It was all good. So we had to make it make it do what it do for our sponsors, man. You know, that's that was the main thing, to create some kind of, to create a shock and an awe factor for everybody around. And that's what we do. You know what I mean? That's what we do. I mean, you know, I was on an interview the other day, and somebody said, hey, what do you do to prepare for this type of stuff? And I'm like, well, first of all, you got to know who you're going up against. You got to know who you on that stage with. And and because I'm rolling against, you know, Doug Tompkins, I mean, you got to already know what time it is. You know what I mean? This dude is fixing to do his thing, you know? And so, you know, on behalf of them right there, I got to show up and do my thing, you know? It is what it is, man. You know.
Oh yeah, hey, man, and you do your thing for real. y'all better check out my man DL, man, and watch out for him here.
It's not on the clip on YouTube right now. Somebody's got it on YouTube. It's Floyd Mayweather dancing at pre-weigh-in. There's something on YouTube right now. It's a minute and 23 seconds. It's not the whole thing, but there is a minute and 23 seconds of footage on YouTube. And I've got to...
what did you say it is?
No. It's labeled Floyd Mayweather dancing at pre-weigh-in on YouTube.
Wait a minute, I'm on a laptop right now at pre-weigh-in.
Yeah, anybody knows that my show, Murder the Magician, always gives me a hard time in my show, and Merlin once again shows up at the out there in Vegas and tries to give it to the old Barber King.
Hold on, here we go right here, please. Boy, mate, you know. Hey, you know it's YouTube, so we gotta catch up for a minute. Hold on, man. I gotta mark this as my favorite. I'm finishing up the show. Hey, y'all, it's my man Barber J. He's showing up, you know. But yeah, hold on, DL. I hear him say Barber King. Hey, y'all, y'all that's on this line, y'all better check out my man DL on YouTube. Go to Floyd Mayweather dancing with the at symbol freeway in. It's going down. Hello? The good old Merlin Magician, y'all. Hey. See you, DL. The Barber King with the top hat on.
Yes, sir.
AT&T, right there. I see y'all with the good background jumping off. Oh, that did it. That's your man right there. Y'all was right. Hey, man, that is all right. Hey, tell my man Barber J. That's what they did when they was in Vegas for the fight. Nah, he said, did they cut Mayweather them hair? Nah.
Nah, Mayweather has a barber that's in Vegas, and usually when he rocks the bald head, he goes to a female. There's a female that cuts his hair, and then there's another barber, I believe it's in Grand Rapids, that when he's wearing hair, that's who cuts his hair. I'm not sure on that, but you know what I mean. I think that to be the truth.
Okay. That's what it do.
Well,
all right, man. Hey, appreciate you as always, man. Hey, I'm about to lock this in as my favorite on my YouTube.
There it is. Let's pull up Nashville, man. October 10th to the 11th. You know what I mean? The Nashville Hair Classic, man. Hey, the Five Star Cuts Barber Battle is going down right there. And man, we're gonna definitely do our thing. It's gonna be a lot of educational classes that you're gonna have to come attend. We got Kevin Kirk, who's gonna be doing a cut and color class. I believe we've got Nakia Smith. I believe she's going to be doing a cut and color class.
Hey,
we got Valerie Bridgeport from here.
Hey man, you need to add you need to add the barbers on it as one of them classes too, man.
You already know, man. Just email me a class title, man. Email me a class title, and we'll definitely get it on. You know what I mean? We'll definitely get it on.
Hey, there it is. I'm gonna email you the class title and the description and everything. Hey, see y'all out there. Do y'all see what just happened? DL threw that out there, you know, and I said, yo, throw me a class. But when he comes back. But when he come back and say, I need a description, this is where people fall off. When people ask you for that extra stuff, you don't have it. If people ask you for information and you ain't got a resume or you ain't got a bio or something, they not even going to mess with you. So that's like going to these shows and you talking about you the greatest, but you don't have no business cards. How that even sound?
All right.
But, yeah, hey, we going to talk, man. Hey, you know, I'm going to promote it on the show. I'm going to throw it on the Barberzone website, man, so – you know, once we talk, I get all the information and the website, shoot everybody over there, man, so we can blow this thing up. So, you know.
That's what it is. That's what
always.
It is. Well, much love, Shop Ed, man. And until next time, cuz, we'll holler to you later on.
All right, man. Hey, prayers go out to you and the fam, man. Y'all hope everything, you know, not get back to normal, but get as best as it can be, man. So y'all stay strong down there in that Nashville area.
That's what it is, big boy. That's what it is.
Barber love to you, man. Peace.
Yes, sir.
All right. Hey, y'all, that concludes another Barber Zone, end of the Barber Zone blog talk show. Again, you know, we got it in. We had a nice show today. We had the ladies from the Tondeo Trader. You know, man, Doug Tompkins on the line. Robert from Cloak and Capes. You know, then we have my man DL. Good brother DL, David Lee on the line. So remember, if you want to be a caller, you want to get in on the show, 347-637-3850. Check us out next week, blogtalkradio.com/barberzone, or you can just check it out at barberzone.org. Click listen live. Hey, the end of another show. Barber love to you. We out. Hopefully you learned something. Peace.